Okay, let's talk more about hiring people. We've talked about drivers, we've talked about salespeople. Now let's talk about designers. That's a tough one, to be honest. Designers' skill levels, they're, when you get to a, what's called AIFD designer, they're really good designers, and they expect to be paid a lot. And depending on what your business is, you may not be able to afford somebody like that. Then you go down to the bottom end, which we call flower arrangers. I'll call myself a flower arranger. I mean, I started out learning how to design flowers from another designer. I never took any formal classes. I'm not artistic, I'm mechanical. And when I say that, it's, when you do something over and over and over again, you get better and better and better at it. Where an artistic person can maybe look at something and do it the first time and it'd be beautiful and perfect. But when you're looking at hiring designers, you want to figure out what you want for your customers, what kind of product, and then hopefully you can find a senior designer and then helpers or other people that can fill in. If you have recipes and it's the same products and you copy a picture and stuff, that might work fine. The other thing you have to think about is when you get to a point where you get so busy, maybe you don't even need all designers. Maybe you need a helper, that puts the foam in the containers, that grabs the vases, that grabs the flowers, that cleans the cooler. How much of your designer's time is being spent not designing? I mean, I know one florist friend of mine that, he pays his designers actually per piece. Well, they're not cleaning the cooler, and they're not getting they're you know they're strictly designing, and they're doing the volume to make it worthwhile. Now, I wouldn't recommend that for very few florists. I think you got to pay people by the hour. You got to be, that's what you need to do. I've had people, freelancers, want $35 an hour. If somebody walked into my shop and said, "I want to learn how to design flowers," I'm probably going to pay them 10. Now, what do you do for a person that says, "I want to learn how to design flowers"? Well, if you have the time, you figure out, okay, what can I have them make that they can get good at and can still be profitable for me? I think the rule of thumb is a designer needs to do about $150 an hour if they were a $15 an hour designer. So kind of keep that in mind. So a $10 an hour designer still needs to make $100 worth of design an hour. Your design percentage, according to my understanding or my thoughts, is 15% of your inventory sales should be spent on designers. So again, if you sell $1,000 worth of flowers, you should be spending $150 to pay your designers. So kind of keep that in mind. Then you have your back office people, like your accountants and your bookkeepers and things like that. And you can probably get a part-time bookkeeper to help you out. Then you get into marketing, as you grow.